All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen, we've got plenty more Lions to do, but I did want to take a timeout briefly and just mention college football. I know tomorrow's more to college day, but a couple of things. Yeah, the Michigan game was something. A drain on emotions would be one. But I want to just mention something Michigan State-wise, just because so much is about U of M. It's exhausting. But, like, here's my question. You've got Kenneth Walker leading the country in rushing. Went crazy on Rutgers. Had the longest play from scrimmage in MSU history. I'm going to repeat that again. For a football program that's played for, you know, almost 100 years. A 94-yard touchdown run. The kid is unbelievable. And the last time Michigan State had a back that was getting Heisman consideration or flirtation was Javon Ringer. You have to go back that far. And Ringer largely fizzled out. He ended the season with like 1,600 yards. But the last half of the season, he was getting like 40 carries a week, and it was, you know, 4 yards a carry. Primarily Michigan fans would understand what that looks like. The point is, I'm not big on Heisman stuff this quote-unquote early, 6 games in, because I really feel like the Heisman Trophy is largely you set yourself up to be talked about in September and October. And then you actualize the talk in November. That's the way the schedules are primarily laid out. And for Kenneth Walker, it's going to be the same thing. Now, listen, actually winning the damn thing, and I'm a Heisman voter, so I know what a popularity contest it is. That's not really what we're talking about. It's just, look, this kid has an opportunity to do something that is rare, which is get talked about as a running back for the Heisman Trophy. It's a real rare thing these days. Now, October 30th is going to be the launch point. MSU goes to Indiana this week, and he's got to play well. But he's already got multiple 200-yard games. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to need to have two more of them. But October 30th against Michigan, with the nation watching, he would have to have a nice day. He'd have to go for a buck and a quarter, buck 50. MSU wins the game. All of a sudden, then and only then am I going to seriously talk about it. And I know it's been traveling in Spartan circles. Robert Griffin III, who's now, you know, an ESPN personality and calls games, he's got Kenneth Walker as his Heisman favorite. I wouldn't do that. I think it's too early for that. I'm just saying the kid's incredibly special. You just don't do the things he's doing and right. Not get talked about. And I think it's setting up that as long as he stays healthy, doesn't get hurt against Indiana, that game October 30th against Michigan, if you really want to have that conversation about, you know, Kenneth Walker III, okay, well, there's going to be your opportunity. I just wanted your thoughts on it because, Rico, the kid just doesn't stop.
No, he doesn't, Mike, and especially because, remember, going into this game, we thought he was injured. Apparently he wasn't. He was just, I don't know. But, yeah, after that run and then, you know, waving goodbye and then shaking Jalen Naylor's hands as they go across the end zone, I thought he was going to get flagged for just taunting. But, yeah, I'm looking at that, and maybe we look back and say that was his Heisman moment. For me, I got a Heisman vote, too. It is the Michigan game is where I'll start to consider maybe this is real, and it's not just him beating up on bad teams. But right now, I think in some Vegas circles, he's fourth in Heisman Trophy odds after this past weekend. So people are starting to notice. For me, like I said, he's going to have three games where he can prove this was legit. Starts with Michigan, and then later in the year with Ohio State and Penn State. If he goes out there getting, you know, 100-plus yards in those three games, or heaven forbid, you know, he has another long run that catapults him to over 200 yards in one of those three games, then, yeah, I think you'll probably see him at least sitting in New York. But it all starts with the Michigan game with me as well.
Yeah. No, and listen, as far as Michigan State goes, we're on to Indiana.
Keep chopping.
Nah, it's just it's going to be one of those things where the ultimate proving ground, I think it's going to be for both Michigan and Michigan State. And fans don't have to like it. I don't really care. I'm not in the business of you liking things. I'm in the business of giving you my opinion and being honest about it. Neither team has played a world beater. And maybe it's like the SEC model of like false brand preservation by only playing each other. But like the ultimate test for you is us. And the ultimate test for us is you. Right. And it needs to happen. Because, you know, y'all made fun of us for beating Nebraska by three, but I'm pretty sure your buttholes were puckered tight enough you couldn't drive a buttered pin with a sledgehammer up there Saturday night. I don't think it was yapping any longer.
Because Rieger was like, dude, you called it. You just got to sit back and wait on Adrian Martinez to turn the ball over. Just relax.
And listen, Michigan deserves the same credit that State deserves and didn't get, which is you got to keep chopping.
Which is none?
No, I mean, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep fighting to put yourself in that position. And when the other team gets up, you don't fold. And Michigan, look, they've been a very soft program for a long time. And this team actually kept fighting, answered the bell, put themselves in a position. Yeah, did they get a lucky break? Sure they did. So did Michigan State when Nebraska punted to the wrong side of the field. Mm-hmm. But you keep at it. And we got the pick in OT. They got the pick with about a minute to go. Look, the games between these two teams are eerily similar when you really look at it. So I just feel like October 30th has to happen. That's going to be the barometer for which of those teams is real, which isn't. You know, who are we paying attention to and not? Do I think either of our teams are beating Ohio State? Absolutely not. Do I think either of our teams are beating Iowa? Absolutely not. And Penn State, it just depends if Clifford's arm is attached or not. If Clifford doesn't get hurt, they beat Iowa.
Yes, they do. That game right there, it reminded me of the Braylon Edwards game, where so long as Stanton was playing for Michigan State, they were winning that thing. He goes down, and everything changed. I still say it's Ohio State. I know Iowa's number two. Awesome defense. Offense, I think they're ranked 120 out of 130.
Right, but they continue to go out. This is the second straight year they're leading the nation in interceptions. It's not accidental at this point. Because you know what they do, Rico? They remind me of the old Ravens, who would physically take the ball from you, the Ed Reed Ravens. Right. They didn't just stop you. They took it from you. There was something to it. So at a certain point, you have to go in playing Iowa knowing, oh, my God. They're going to take two of the items in my lunch bag.
Yeah, I want that apple and give me your cookies.
You just hope it's not the sandwich, because then you're going to be hungry the rest of the day in math class.
Here's the thing, though. But eventually, you're going to have to score points. If I'm an Iowa fan, Mike, it's like in 2015. They've pretty much clinched the Big Ten West. Have you seen their schedule? My God, they're done. They don't play any ranked teams.
Can I say this? Rico, in fairness, right now, Indiana's not who we thought they were. Very similar to Miami. But they beat Indiana when they were allegedly who we thought they were, and they destroyed Mike Penix. They played Iowa State, who was ranked like number five. They did that. And then they took on top five Penn State, bludgeoned their quarterback, stole their lunch money, came back and won the game. Like their schedule was front loaded. Michigan and Michigan State's is backloaded.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're an Iowa fan, similar to 2015 when they bought out Lucas Oil, you can do the same thing, because I don't think you're losing another game this year. You'll be headed to Indianapolis for the second time. And this time, it just boils down to, if push comes to shove, can your quarterback go out there and lead a drive for you to win a game? I don't think so. I still think Ohio State is the class of the Big Ten right now. They're starting to get things right.
Well, listen.
Now, I know they're playing bad teams, but CJ Stroud doesn't look like a freshman anymore.
You don't get to have it both ways. Not you. I'm saying fans don't get to do this. So when OSU played Tulsa and only won by 21, you ripped their ass. But then they play another bad team and beat them 56-2, and now we ignore that. Well, which is it?
Right.
They've gone out the last 2 weeks. They've scored 116 points, and they've given up like five. They're quietly putting it together. They dismantled Rutgers. They dismantled Maryland. No, you're not getting an award for that. But does it seem like defensively they're starting to become a little more assignment sound, a little more stout in the front seven? Yes, it does. It doesn't mean it's, quote, fixed. You want to prove to me it's fixed? We'll see you the end of the month against PSU. Look, that's the reality of this deal. The Big Ten East, October 30th,
Saturday.
That's when the babysitter shows up and the adults are going out to dinner. Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State. And let's get it on. Because I've had enough of fans and their CSI matrices and their transitive properties and their nonsense. Let's just play damn game.
Yeah, just so long as it doesn't end up like the Alabama Texas A&M fan, the one got killed over an argument.
Yeah.
What?
But
huh?
Oh, you didn't see the story?
Who trying to kill anybody over a stupid football game?
Oh, it wasn't trying. They succeeded. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
damn.
Yeah, we'll do those things. Man, but, that's the South. They're probably all methed up.
I am tired of the whole, well, look at, we beat them by this amount of points, and look at this and that, and this was,
Even if you wanted to play that game. Oh, by the way, is Western still good after they just got sexed up by Ball State?
Yes, because at least
just wanted to make sure
they've beaten a team with a winning record. That's all
gotcha. I know.
Michigan State hasn't beat a team with a winning record.
Fine. We're terrible. Don't worry about us. Just show up October 30th. Don't worry about us. Keep downplaying a team that consistently beats you. Mm-hmm. And then when you lay in bed at night and you think about our skill players knowing your bum corners can't stop them, you have to live with that. At least I'm honest about my team.
We're too reliant on the
big play, and I don't love our O-line. I'm honest about our team. You honest about yours? It was weird. I wasn't getting any texts from my Michigan friend fan Saturday night about, geez, you have to admit it's impressive. No, they were clutching their phone for dear life and hitting their life alert. Like the old lady in the tub. Help! I've fallen and I can't get up!
Yeah, every time that Rutgers scored, Michigan State came back with another touchdown and Naylor. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the clock management. I had no idea. I honestly, and we'll touch upon it more tomorrow, may have been Tucker's worst game that he coached.
Correct. Just, and they still won by 18.
Like, I have no idea what she was doing at the end of the half.
Yeah. No, it was chaos. It was a Bobby Williams moment. I hated it. It was a John L. moment. I hated it. Look, each team, there's a concern. And I'll tell you this. The more I watch Cade McNamara, there's my concern. I don't know. If you got Lincoln Riley, who's willing to bench Spencer Rattler, how the hell do you get to a point? How long is J.J. McCarthy going to sit there going, all right, yeah, cool, I'll be your Tim Tebow. Read option, blue 80. When are you going to just play the kid?
Well, all I know is with a 3rd and 6 on the most important play of the game with 1.5 minutes to go, you brought him in to run the ball. Nebraska
knew
that.
And I'm sure Cade was thrilled about that.
Oh, can I throw? No, son. Just run. Don't throw it. No. We're good here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!